have a quick look at repeat operations. Here we've got, again, breast screening units across the bottom, and for invasive cancers, the overall repeat operation rate, that's for all cancers, that's with and without a non-operative diagnosis, was 23%. Big variation between screening units from less than 10 up to over 40%. For non-invasive cancers, it's slightly higher at 28%, but again, very big variation between less than 10 and up to 50% of repeat operations, even in units with quite large numbers. So if people have a non-operative diagnosis, the repeat operation rate is slightly lower at 22%, and if they have a non-operative diagnosis and they have just breast-conserving surgery, then it's up to 25%, and then down here for the non-invasive cancers, slightly lower, again, if you've got a non-operative diagnosis, and if you just have breast-conserving surgery, it's up at 31%. So the reoperation rate really does depend on, A, whether you have a non-operative diagnosis, and B, whether you do breast-conserving surgery, because if you do, you go in and clear margins again, and your reoperation rate goes up. If you don't have a non-operative diagnosis here, then 80% of these cancers are actually having another operation, whereas only 44% of these do. And what we're really quite interested in, and we'll look in at a bit more detail tomorrow, is why have some of these cancers not had another operation if you did a diagnostic operation at the first place? And so we'll pick that up.